What a week. What a start to the week. Hi, my name's Vikas Pandey. I'm a consultant in emergency surgery at the General Hospital. I also teach meditation. I took up the practice shortly after I was appointed a consultant in Watford. I say took up the practice. I did dabble in meditation throughout my life, and I attribute passing my driving test after a number of failed attempts due to a short practice of meditation before I took the successful test. Lots of misconceptions regarding what meditation and mindfulness are. Meditation is really to give your attention to whatever you're doing at that given moment. And that can be a sit-in practice, or it can be anything that you do in day-to-day life. For example, ironing. I often do mindful ironing, where you give your full attention to every crease, every aspect of the shirt, and by giving your full attention to it, you do a much better job. And the other important thing is the awareness of time isn't there when you're in the present moment, and I will talk about that in a moment. So I went back to work after the weekend, and things have changed completely. My department's moved downstairs next to our colleagues in medicine and emergency medicine. I do sense a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear as well. And it's understandable if you aren't suffering with coronavirus currently or haven't had it, you will be in fear of getting it yourself. And what I'm hearing more and more and feeling more and more is that people at work are worried about loved ones. So there's these fears, there's lots of uncertainty about what jobs they're going to be undertaking in the future, how people's roles might change. And of course, there's this is an anxious time for the population globally. I mean, even I perceive it. I'm a father. I perceive it, but it's really, really, really important to recognize this fact that these thoughts that are arising, that are causing the stress and the anxiety, are nothing other than thoughts. They have no reality. The only reality is actually what's happening in front of you right at that given moment. Some of you may have heard of a book called The Power of Now by an author called Eckhart Tolle. The now is powerful, because really the now is the only reality. What's happening right now is actually the only thing that's important. Everything else, thoughts about events that happened in the past, the anxieties that we have about the future, the anxieties that we have about our loved ones, the fears that we have, they're thought forms. Now, don't get me wrong, this isn't to say that we don't all take sensible precautions at work, and we must all do that, and don't endanger yourself. But it's important to recognise that if you give your attention to anything but what's happening in the given moment, that is undeniably going to be a source of stress for you. Whatever we give our attention to, we empower. And this can be used therapeutically, or it can be used to our own detriment. So our experience as humans, it's actually, if you think about it, it's completely seamless, but we can, for these purposes, divide our experiences as humans into essentially thoughts and mental images, emotions, which are often internal body sensations, the feeling of the body, or in terms of emotions, the intensity in certain areas of the body, for example, in the chest or in the abdomen. But actually, and you can try this later if you actually close your eye and without a reference to a mental image of a body, see if the sensations match anything that resembles a body, or whether it is just a porous, amorphous mass of sensations, of vibrations. Because when I close my eyes, that is what I perceive when you take the thought of the body away. So we have thoughts, mental images, emotions, internal body sensations, and the perceptions of the world, which are comprised of our five senses. Now, we can give our attention to any of these. At this moment in time, you're giving your attention to me, thank you. But you're not giving your attention to your right little toe till now. See how easy it is. You weren't even aware you were being present, you were watching me, you weren't even aware of your right little toe. It is actually that easy. It's just the mind that likes grasping onto to sorrowful thoughts, I'm sorry to say, as well as happy thoughts. And usually the happy thoughts, if you follow them along, do turn into the same thoughts of anxiety. So the key to, I'm not going to say happiness, but there's certainly the key to peace and getting through the day without really elongating time is just to be present. It honestly is that easy. I mean, how do we become present? Well, I'm going to give you two anchors. What are anchors? Well, imagine where the boat moored to the dock, and you've got these turbulent seas, and the turbulent seas are, of course, your thoughts, and without an anchor, you just get carried away, and we often just get carried away into more and more ridiculous thought projections. And if you look at the reality, the honest reality, and again, we're certainly as healthcare workers, we are at risk and we must take precautions. But if you look at the reality of it, the vast majority of us will either not contract coronavirus or have mild symptoms. But these our thoughts take us away from that basic reality, and we create this suffering and this anxiety. So we need these anchors. So these anchors are there to ground you. So an anchor, and we can't always sit down in a sitting meditation, and this isn't about that. This isn't about learning a sitting practice. There's many ways you can do that, and you don't need to pay anyone to learn meditation, which is free for all. This is about teaching the mind to be focused and to give your attention to what matters, and that's what's going on at that given moment. Now, dress up mindfulness any way you want, but mindfulness is to give your moment-to-moment attention to what is going on now. It can be mindful walking, it can be mindful walking in nature, it can be mindful eating. As long as you give your full attention to that experience, that is mindfulness. Sorry, anchors, breathing. Now, for breathing to be an anchor, it needs to be conscious. So you need to be fully aware of every breath. So just for a moment, just forget about everything else. Just give your attention to your breathing. Breathing normally. See how the air feels travelling up your nose. in your throat. See how it makes your chest rise. And your abdomen rise and fall. If you get distracted, just go back to the breathing. It's always there. If thoughts take you away, you've always got your breathing. Just remember to go back to conscious breathing. In through your nose. And out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. If you've been doing this, you will perceive some peace. If you're honest with yourself, you'll perceive some peace. And it's just a case of doing this regularly. A lot of us have timers. If you set an hourly timer and just do 5 conscious breaths, just to stop that constant stream of thoughts that often goes unrecognized, it will make a big difference to your day-to-day work and the experience you have. So the second anchor is really something, it's the easiest thing in the world. Many people, many authors have made a lot of money by dressing it up as things like now and but essentially it the highest meditation that is recognized in all traditions is simply to be aware of one's own existence, to be aware of what you refer to when you say I. It is the simplest thing in the world. The mind can't believe it is that simple to have peace, and it will put up barriers. But I tell you that what you refer to when you say I is exactly the same to same as what referred to as being in the now. It's being present. So what's the easiest way to get back to being present? It's simply to ask yourself the question, am I aware? And go to the experience of being aware. Just do this as many times as you can. Just give your attention to your awareness. Just turn your attention around back on itself. Ask yourself the question, am I aware? Something happens before you answer, and all of us, if we're honest with ourselves, will answer, yes, I am aware. But something happens. The question, am I aware, is a question. The answer, yes. The question, am I aware, is a thought. The answer, yes, is also a thought, but something happens in between the two. In answering the question, your attention sinks back to its source, to awareness, which is, again, in all meditative traditions, the source of peace. And essentially, and I'm not alone in thinking this, the source of our inner strength it's just veiled by our thoughts. We just need to return our attention back to ourselves. So today, as many times as you can, just keep asking the question, am I aware? And just try and stay there, try and stay present in that place of awareness. It will make a difference. And do it as often as you can. If you don't watch anything else, if this is all you've taken away, it will make a difference. Thank you for watching.